If you're looking at the tape, what did you see as far as your mechanics, your play on Sunday?
Like I said, after the game, this thing's on. I missed a couple throws, and I'm moving in the pocket, just trying to keep things alive. And on those, you really got to set your feet and really deliver the strike to give our receivers their opportunity to make plays. So just saw that, and impressed today. Just worked on, continuing to work in the pocket, working my feet, keeping a good base so I can deliver a good ball.
When the ball sails a little bit, is that what it is, setting your feet and footwork, or is that kind of a shoulder thing, or what do you see on some of those throws?
Sometimes you just miss them. I wish I could say that I'd be perfect every time, but that's not reality, and I missed a few. I was a little high on a few, but then you can count on me to bounce back, and I'm going to deliver a strike somewhere, and I'm going to keep fighting through it, and it's just an adverse situation. Sometimes it's within yourself, It's frustrating to not throw a perfect pass every time, and obviously there's other things going on. You got to move in the pocket, see a D line, and everything like that. But that's one of the things that I just will continue to work on. And if a guy's coming through and I got to step into it and take the shot, I just really got to step into it and throw an accurate ball.
You've talked a lot about this 24-hour window. Is it any easier or harder to do it to move on after a bad game as opposed to a good game?
Yeah, it's definitely harder because you have a lot of emotions. I carry a lot of weight on my shoulders that I have to shed off really fast after games like that because, I got to be back on the practice field and executing our plays this week and mind ready for the Bears. So, yeah, it is tough, but, that's something that I've learned throughout the years once again, and I know that it has to be done for me to put our team in a successful, play, execute the plays. That's what I'm saying. Make sure everything's good. I'm sharp with my footwork, different things like that. So that's why I've implemented that rule.
How do you interpret it when you can throw for 400 plus yards and your career high, and it's considered an inconsistent game at this point?
I agree with that. We didn't win. I missed some throws that didn't give us the opportunity to win. And I'm a firm believer that as an offense, we have to score more points than the other team, no matter how many points they score. And, I didn't put us in a good position. Obviously there's good plays in the game. I'm going to continue to fight back, but I also look back at the game, I got to make a play here. Can't, get a penalty where Deshaun goes around and scores. Throwing an interception. Different things like that, that's tough, but that's part about playing quarterback. That's why I play this position. I've learned to handle it. It does hurt, but that's why I keep fighting and have a short memory. When I'm out there, when that play happens, I have to forget about it. I learn from it, and I move forward, and hopefully I don't let it happen again.
Do you think because of the success you had the previous 5-6 weeks that maybe the expectations from people outside are getting higher than probably they would have been?
Well, for sure. I think that when you have success, that people's expectations do grow, and they see you play consistently well. That's what they expect every week, and that's what I expect. I expect nothing different. But I can't let a game where I feel like I don't play well and I don't help our team like as much as I should have affect me to where I can't play at that level. I'm going to continue to strive every week to play at that level. My goal going into the game is to play as, a perfect game. And in reality, that's not really possible, but that's why you have that short memory. That's why throughout the game, if I mess up, I forget about it. I know what I did wrong, and I try not to do it again. If it happens again, I just keep fighting through it. Because my teammates are looking at me as a quarterback, and they're trying to see how I'm going to react in those adverse situations. When everything's going wrong, when guys are going crazy, when composure's lost, what's the quarterback doing? Is he going to lose composure, or is he going to keep firing the ball? And, I'm going to do my best to keep firing that ball and keep the guys together. And we're going to be stronger because of this. This isn't going to make us weak. This will make us strong because I know the guys we have in the locker room. I know the coaching staff and the people we have in this building. And we're going to use it to fuel us to make us a better team.
You've played in a lot of big games, and I know every game is big, especially this time of year, but can you talk about the magnitude of this one? It's a Sunday night game, and you win, Cowboys lose, it's your division.
Yeah, it's a huge game. Bears have been playing great football all year. Obviously, the Dallas situation, we know that it's, going down to the end. But it's one-game season right now. One down, one to go. That's how Chip says it. And the only game in this season right now is the Bears. So it is a huge game playing Sunday night on a huge stage against a great team in our home, on our home field. probably going to be pretty cold, crazy environment, but this is why we play the game. We play the game for opportunities like this. And I know everybody in there is excited. I'm excited about this week of preparation, getting ready, and, you know, making, you know, playing sharp quarterback play on Sunday. That's my goal, and that's what preparation this week. You know, I got to have great preparation. That's the key of this week.
I'm curious about fourth and inches, fourth and one plays. At 6'6", 230, it would seem it's advantageous to just dive forward. Is it that easy, for lack of a better word, when you're that size?
We also have a very talented running back, so, I mean, I'm all for it. You know, I like the aggressive play, and sometimes, you know, it won't work, but, I mean, you know, we got to get that, and that's got to be taken upon us. You know, sometimes I might take it and go, or, you know, Shady's made so many plays, and he's such a powerful back that, you know, I think that you're giving the guy who's done so many great things the ball, I think that's the right decision. Any decision Chip makes, I'm going to be right there with him and agree with him. So, you know, it didn't work out, but it's one of those things where we'll learn from it, and, you know, next time we'll get it.
You talked after the game about how you were fine with Deshaun's reaction after the interception, that he's an emotional guy and you support him. Have you guys talked over the last couple of days or after you got back on Sunday night just about things?
Yeah, I mean, we talked. I pulled him aside, and that's personal, but I can tell you that our relationship is going to – what I did, the one thing I will tell you is it will grow because of that situation. And that's what playing football is all about. We all have heart in this game. That's why we play this game. That's why we continue to play this game, is because we love to play this game. We have heart. We want to play for each other. And sometimes guys just get frustrated and things happen. But, you know, he calmed down throughout. You know, there was a frustrating time in that game. I was frustrated, but as a quarterback, you can't control it. You got to just keep playing. Because, like I said, guys are looking to me to see how I respond. If I get frustrated, it's really going to impact the whole team. So I got to stay even keel and just keep going and just keep, you know, working and keep the guys together. And I think D-Jack, you know, he's an emotional guy. You know, he played a great game. He kept fighting. Y'all saw him go out there, and he's electric with the ball in his hands. And, you know, I think that down the road we'll look at that experience that we had together as, you know, something that strengthened our relationship as a quarterback wide receiver, you know, duo that, you know, will pay dividends hopefully in the future.
Nick, obviously there's only so much you can control because you're not calling every play out there. But at the end of a game, when you look and you see LeSean has 8 carries, as a quarterback, is that something you know that really just can't work? You know, he's got to have more touches than that and more carries than that.
Whatever Chip decides, I agree with. You know, Chip's our coach. He's the one that I'm going to follow. And whatever he decides, you know, like I said, LeSean's one of the best that, you know, played this game at that position. He's electric. I've never seen a guy run like he has, played with a guy. You know, I've handed the ball to him, and I've seen what he can do. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to go with my coach. And whatever he decides, I'm going to be right there with him, and I'm not going to disagree because, you know, I'm going to be on the same page. That's how this thing's going to work. I'm going to have his back. He's going to have my back. And, you know, we'll move forward. You know, he learns too. You know, he's going to learn through these things too. Like I learned through making mistakes or doing good things. I'm going to learn, and it's a process. As a team, we're going to continue to learn. And, you know, that's why I love this team. Like I've said, you know, guys set their egos aside, and they know that everybody knows that we have stuff to work on. And that's why we come in here, you know, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, every day to get better. And, you know, when you lose, everybody wants to bring everything out. But we understand that. You know, we understand that we made mistakes. We understand that, you know, I understand that I made mistakes that didn't put us in a position to win. But I know that we're going to get better because of it.
And Nick, what happened to your right hand?
Yeah, it's just a little scab. You know, football, you get hit.
You guys lined up Deshaun about half a dozen times in the backfield. It worked pretty well. A lot of positive plays either to him or to somebody else coming off of his route. Why did it work so well against the Vikings?
He's caught a couple throughout the year. I mean, he's caught on, you know, last several weeks he's caught him out of the backfield. You can do multiple things. He's not always going to run a route out of the backfield, you know. Who knows, we might hand it, he might run up the middle like a big, powerful back. But, you know, he's an explosive player. I think when you run out of the backfield, you get a good matchup. You get a safety on him or something of that sort where there's a lot of room. Because safety can't cover him in the backfield. So you get that 10-yard, 5-yard separation. D-Jack can do a lot of different things. So the guy has to play off him because he is so explosive. And I think that's why we've been successful with it.
Did you know you had made a mistake with that block as soon as you threw it?
It was just one of those heat of the moments where, you know, you're just trying to help the team. And well, you know, I did it, and then I saw the flag, and that's when I was like, that's when it all collected. But it happened so fast that I was honestly not trying to do anything dirty. I was really just trying to make a play for our team, and looking back, I made a mistake, and, you know, it cost us, but, you know, I'll learn and won't let it happen in the future.
Nick, last year you were finishing out a year. This year, at the beginning of the year, the expectations weren't all that high, but because of your success, now things are magnified, and everything's looking at even closely. As a player, do you feel that, and did you enjoy that? Obviously, I think you enjoyed being in a playoff.
Yeah.
But there's something else that comes along with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of attention that comes along with it. But, yes, I'd much rather be in this situation than what we were in last year, because every game you're playing is a meaningful game. Last year we were playing for each other because there was no way at the end of the season that we could have continued on into the playoffs. But right now we have a great opportunity to play the Bears, a great, talented team to put us in a great position. And it is, you know, every game is a meaningful game. Don't take that the wrong way. Every game in the NFL is a blessing to play. But to continue on after the season, you know, that's what we all play for. So, you know, it's exciting to, you know, I know the city's excited that these games are, you know, there's a lot on these games. There's a lot of attention. There's all the fans are going crazy because they want us to win so bad. You know, this is a huge game this Sunday.
In terms of sliding, what are you doing? What can you even do during the season to work on?
You know, not too much. Just continue to do what I've been doing. I'll work on that when I can. You know, I'm just trying to get as many as I can and get down. And, you know, hopefully everybody gets a chuckle out of it. I know everybody wants to talk about it. So, you know, at least I'm bringing happiness and making people laugh. I look at it in a positive way.
There was that one zone read play where – how did Jared Allen play that? It seemed like first he was going after McCoy, and then you kept it, and he somehow still stayed on you. Can you just take me through that play?
The third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played it well. He sort of came down the line and just sort of stopped, and I pulled it because I thought he would more likely go for the running back because, you know, me running. But he stayed on me. I guess he was scared. No, I'm just – he played it well. He played it well, and yeah, I mean, he's a talented player. I mean, he's explosive. He's played for a long time. He made some plays in that game, and there's a reason, you know, he's has as much success as he has is, you know, he's a good player to play, and, you know, maybe next time I'll try to hand it off and go right at him to where Shady can get a couple more yards and, you know, keep that thing alive. So it was just a bad read by me, to be honest.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all check the weather.